inside the Legends Club, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, running back Eddie Lacy! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Bud Karen!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Are you ready to say goodbye to the bye?
Yeah!
All right, let's do it. One, two, three. Very well done. Totally unrehearsed. Now please say hello to our band of happy minstrels. Third and short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is the reigning NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you know what? He's even better in his sophomore season. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Eddie Lacy. Packers Live welcome.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. That was great.
How's your bye week?
It was fun. I got to spend a lot of time with my family, so you know, it was cool. And a lot warmer.
Something else that was cool, as a matter of fact, it's one of my favorite Eddie Lacy plays this year. It came back in the Viking game. It was one of your touchdowns. And you're taken off and you run over the safety, Robert Blanton, and you knock his helmet off. And that was one of my favorite Eddie Lacy plays, but it was followed by one of my favorite Eddie Lacy comments. Take a listen.
It was just me and the safety, and, you know, it's a business decision on his behalf, and so I just lowered my pads, and it just went from there.
So tell me, Eddie, he made a business decision on his behalf. I've never quite heard it expressed that way.
Neither have I until I went to college and was under Nick Saban and my running back coach for 4 years.
And they came up with, he made a business decision, huh?
It's business decisions.
He made the wrong one, apparently.
Definitely that.
Now, before the Saints game, you said, I'd like to have one of the biggest games of my life. And you certainly did, 182 total yards from scrimmage, an all-time career high. Did you feel pretty good? Did you feel pretty good about that ball game? Other than the final score, obviously.
Yeah, other than the outcome, I did. And I guess the best part was the fact that my parents and my brothers and sisters were able to attend that game.
And we just looked at a play, Eddie, and I think it spoke volumes about your efforts that night. First contact came at one point, and you didn't go down until 15 yards later. Now, my question for you is that, now, you can see, he's a good-natured fella, isn't he? Good, always a smile on his face. Good-natured fella, but you seem to run angry.
I have no idea. I actually sometimes watch the game, like, when it comes on TV, and I feel like it's two different people. I'm not that physical person.
Now, Eddie, when the media talks to you, sometimes I get, and they're asking you about your running style and so forth, and we are always trying to make it like some kind of complicated deal. And I always get the sense that you're thinking to yourself, guys and ladies, it's really not that complicated. I just get the ball and I run. Is there any
I wish it could be
accuracy?
That simple. that is accurate. I just get the ball and run. That's exactly what I do.
Now, Eddie, there's an outfit called Pro Football Focus, and they analyze all kinds of things. And you are the number one ball carrier in the NFL. When it comes to forcing missed tackles, and they Pro Football Focus calls it the elusiveness rating, but I think that's kind of a misnomer, because I don't get the sense you are ever running away from anybody. You are running over a lot of people.
I don't know. I try to score the easiest way possible, but they're always in the way. It makes it a bit complicated.
Yeah. Speaking of in the way, like, I appreciate some of your shorter runs, because you can have a great short run. And we're going to look at one right here. And folks, kind of go along with me here. Coming up, okay, one tackle is missed. 2, 3, 4 is missed. 5, 6, and then finally, 7 Miami Dolphins before you went down, Eddie. And I know this embarrasses you, but I mean, 7 Miami Dolphins hit you before you went down. That's over half the defensive team. And that's... That's got to be like a new intercollegiate record.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say. I was trying to get the first down.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, that was a terrific run, was it not? I mean, a great run, yeah. Gained 3 yards, but still a great run. Eddie, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we're going to embarrass Eddie Lacy even more, because
even
it's
more
of the same stuff. This is coming from the Saints game, Eddie, and it's one of your carries that's going to the left side. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, there's a lot of stuff going on prior to the snap. Somebody's going to go in motion, Aaron Rodgers pointing Randall Cobb to go in motion, and then you're going to actually come up. And it's like you guys are talking. Now, is that for real? Are you asking him something, or are you just pretending for the benefit of fooling the defense?
Nah, he's literally telling us what to do.
Oh, yeah, he's like giving you the play?
Yeah.
So the play changed right at that moment.
Right, because it was originally going this way.
Yeah.
And then he changed it, which is why he sent them over, and he's telling me that
okay.
It's going the other way.
He saw something defensively. Hey, let's go the other way.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Now we're going to get back under center and snap the ball. And my next question for you is, at this point, okay, at the exchange, how much is pre-programmed? Like, you know exactly where you're going, and when does reacting take over, Eddie?
The first 4 steps, you know, we want to read whether it's outside zone or inside zone, which just looks inside. So at our first 4 steps, we want to watch this guy, the defensive lineman right there. And once we get to that point, everything after that is all up to us.
Okay, talking about up to you. All right, Eddie has the ball. Okay, let's let it go forward. And the first guy, you know, you talk about count. I don't know if you ever count in your head, okay? First guy, arm tackle, no way, right?
Yeah, we try to break those as much as possible.
Okay, that's one. Okay, now he breaks the one arm tackle. And that's Kenny Vaccaro, big hitter. Hulk, number two. Victim number two is up here, okay? And by golly, in the picture comes victim number three. You like it so far, Eddie?
Man, so far, so good.
Okay, now we come up, and victim number four, this guy, he doesn't know what's going on, because Eddie spins him around, and victim number four ends up on his back. Look at that. And then... Anyway, I don't mean to embarrass you, but this stuff is not normal. Okay, so we saw, it's not a new intercollegiate record, but we got 5 and 6 coming here, and they finally get Eddie Lacy down after a nice game. Eddie. Okay, those 38 missed tackles I mentioned earlier, we have witnessed 13 of them. What do you have to say for yourself? Anything?
I guess I'm a tough person to bring down.
Modestly said. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph, starring Blake. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Blake. And Blake, who is your favorite Green Bay Packer?
Eddie Lacy.
Is that why you're wearing Eddie's jersey number?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what, Blake, if you can learn the football skill Eddie's about to coach you on, you will have earned Eddie Lacy's autograph. Is that way cool or what?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Eddie, what are we going to learn?
All right. I'm about to teach him a catch and drill that we do at practice.
All right.
Okay. So you have to say, and I'm not a quarterback by any means. But, you're going to face this way.
Okay.
But, you know, Aaron Rodgers wants us to be, you know, available in the passing game. So, Coach Gash came up with this drill. You have to face that way.
Okay.
And then when I say go, you have to turn around, and I'm going to throw you the ball, and you have to catch it.
Okay.
All right. Ready, go. Yeah. Okay.
Obviously, Eddie, he earned your autograph, correct?
Definitely.
Get the magic pen around here. Here you go. And while Blake is getting Eddie's autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Eddie Lacy.
Football.
Thank you, Third and Short. And we are back. Eddie, what do you want to talk about?
Believe it or not, I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one. Oh, me, oh, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, I want to see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Nice. That was cool. That was cool.
That was really good. Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, that was cool.
Eddie, one of the reasons you were fired up about going down to New Orleans and playing, obviously, and it's been well publicized, is that that's where you're from, and you recently got your folks a new house down there, and I know you don't wear this stuff on your sleeve, but that's nice stuff.
Tight. I got a picture, too. I think it was an awesome accomplishment. And, you know, for me to be in this position and able to get them a house and something my mom always wanted, they didn't show all of them, but they had 3 columns, and that was the main reason why she wanted the house. So, she's a very simple lady, and, you know, just to be able to see them smile, you know, it definitely means a lot to me.
You know, I read an extended article, and your mom was quoted a lot. How much of your success comes from having folks like you had?
Honestly, I think all of it, because growing up, we see our parents go through a lot, and even though we're younger, we don't fully understand it, but they're still going through it and trying to provide for you and try to make it seem as though they're not going through what they're going through. And as you get older, you understand it. And then when you're faced with, you know, certain things or certain obstacles, you know, you're able to look at your parents and it's like, if my parents could do it, then so can I.
Well said. Now, on a totally different track, can we throw up a picture here? And it's you and James Starks. Was this some kind of Halloween thing? Or some kind of superhero thing? Would you explain what's going on here?
Okay. Well, somehow people started calling me the Hulk. So one day I went to the locker, and I had a lot of Hulk Under Armours. And it was followed by Batman, Superman, Green Lantern. And so on that particular day, I had a Green Lantern one, but I always wore a Hulk one. So I asked Starks if he wanted, like, yo, you should wear it. We could be superheroes. And so we're superheroes.
So that's the story behind the picture.
It's so simple, but fun.
Coming up, we'll have questions ready from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us.
Catch Packers.
Wake up, Miss Susie.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Third and short, Eddie Lacy, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Megan.
And Megan, what's your question?
Okay, I have two quick questions. First of all, I saw you at KFC a couple weeks ago. How was your chicken? And anyway, what do you do to keep your legs so strong?
A lot of squats. We squat heavy, not every day, but whenever squat day, we squat heavy.
All right, next up we have?
Brian.
And Brian, what's your question?
Going back to the Saints game, it looked like you and Mark Ingram were both kind of almost running against each other as much as the other defense. do you get any added motivation when there's a running back and a Heisman Trophy winner from your alma mater? And is there any kind of side bets that you guys had as to who had the better stats?
Side bets, nah, but, you know, anytime you're in a situation which doesn't happen too often, you don't always get to go against guys you play with in college. That's in the same position. So from a competitive standpoint, you definitely want to try to, you know, do just as good as better as that person.
All right. Next up we have?
Renee.
Renee, what's your question?
Who is the most competitive defense for you to run against?
From this year, I would say Miami was real tough. That was a tough game.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Eddie. Thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what was her favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, Lord, my favorite question was the one about KFC, and they receive official homemade embroidery coasters that are store-bought.
Or something close to it. All right, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us, all right? Thank you so much. Thank you. We are back. And I've been outfitted with a new mic because mine doesn't work, apparently. But anyway, Eddie, Chicago Bears. Got them coming to town. What do you think about the second go-round with those guys, huh?
You know, anytime you play a divisional game, you know it's going to be a tough game, and, you know, they're going to come in, you know, do everything they can do to try to get a win. But, you know, we're in Lambeau. We're going to have our fans behind us, and we're ready.
Eddie, thanks for being here. Go get them. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.